Hey guys, Dave, welcome to a Let's Play / podcast. We're going to try this again. Today we are playing Ratchet and Clank. So you said you never played the reboot?
Never played the reboot, but I have played it on the PS2 all back.
Yeah, I remember playing one game on a PS2 demo disc, but I remember playing this. I rented this when it first came out, and I loved it. So, but anyway, let's begin. Yeah, we're going to start a new game. And Belden. Aliro City Penitentiary Planet Kerwin.
Kerwin.
Kerwin, yeah. Well, Kerwin does sound better.
It does sound.
Move it out, shit. Oh, okay. Hero bomb. Identifying prisoner 117. Ship Helix.
You think you can break me, copper? Yeah, I've been in the darkest pits of the universe. Places that would make your bones rattle. The eternity pits of
torture. Everyone says this is like a Pixar video game or something. If you like this part, I promise you you'll get some giggles out of this.
I probably will.
Greetings, Nerofish. I'm Captain Quark. I don't believe it. Get here! I used to dream of being arrested by you.
Wow, someone wants to be arrested by someone. That's weird. I wouldn't want to be arrested by anybody.
So, new fish, I take it you followed my many, many adventures?
Of course I have. You're the most famous superhero in the galaxy.
And famous anymore.
So he'll be telling this story about Ratchet and Clank.
I even pre-ordered the new Ratchet and Clank hologame.
The what?
You know, the game based on that incident with you and that Lombax.
Oh, you must mean the hollow film. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like how our camera is, like, it's really good view.
Yeah, it is a good view.
We're trying a different reason PlayStation camera. We're trying to show it, get a good close-up. But, yeah, this is pretty good so far.
Oh, yeah.
Game based on the hollow film based on my life? But they haven't even consulted me. Oh, this is my fault. I've been away from
I'm thirsty. I like to get up, but I don't know. Now we're in the video.
No one will ever hear
we're kind of live-streaming.
I'd like to hear your side, Captain.
You would? Well, then sit down, wary criminal, and I'll
down.
Tell you a story.
I'll sound off.
It all started with a hapless Lombax named Ratchet.
Ratchet and Clank.
Shopping for gravity coils.
Well, I'm here. I'm always here. I don't suppose you sneaking out would have anything to do with those Galactic Ranger tryouts?
I just need 1 hour. Come on, Grim. These are the Galactic Rangers we're talking about. Captain Quark will be there.
No leaving the garage until you help fix Mr. Micron's ship. Now get on that boat crane.
My saying is he's like he's trying to become a like have his dream to become a Galactic Ranger.
Yep, pretty much.
Mostly that. It's like
they do it in the old game. Or
I think I don't think
because
like
I never played the first one.
I don't remember though, but
yeah, they even had a. You remember when this game came out? They had a movie came out with it too.
Did it?
Yeah, like it was on theaters, but it didn't do really good. I didn't think so. They, like everyone was calling it, was called a good movie license game or something.
They're trying to do a lot of movies for games.
Yeah. Except for Ralph Break It Ralph. I mean, those movies are good, but yeah, there's talks about them rebooting the Resident Evil game or something like that.
Yeah, they're trying to reboot the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, that's what I meant. All right. Yeah, this game looks beautiful. Got hit for a second.
No.
Okay.
You're good.
In order to best his foes, Ratchet used the warrior's time-honored tradition of
Sophia. I can't jump up there. Nope. Alrighty then. I bet you can throw your Omni wrench.
Like a boomerang?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I don't think I could ever. We could have done that on the original PlayStation 2 version.
Oh, really?
I don't think you could.
Huh. I don't remember. I don't know nothing about it, so. I don't even know what game it was.
I don't remember either.
Ooh, take some of that.
Oh. Yeah. Ow. Got me. Well, back to the subject of, like, you know, video games turn to, like, the movies.
Yeah.
You ever, like, think about, it, like, the whole Uncharted films?
Well, they are going to make an Uncharted film. I think Tom Holland, the guy who plays...
Tom Holland.
Yeah, he's going to play as Nathan Drake. But they said it's going to be... But I think the last time I heard it was delayed again or something because they had to find a new director. It keeps losing directors. But not Tom Holland probably play good as a Nathan Drake.
I mean, young actor.
Yeah, he is pretty young.
Pretty young for his age.
About, I think he's like 22 years old. You're younger than me.
I'm not sure. I'm 26, so I really...
I can't be wrong. I know he's in his 20s, but I do believe he's in his 20s.
Yeah, pretty good young looking Spider-Man, though.
Yeah, he plays good as the young Spider-Man, like teenager Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made it. Don't do that.
We got jumped off.
Easy. Oh, I'm beginning with these. I tell you, some of these weapons are pretty awesome, too. The weapons you get.
Because I remember you can shoot like a lot of guns in this game.
Oh, yeah. And they're all good. I mean, I like them all. I'm shocked. Usually I have my typical one game I don't like, but they're all pretty good. You got your fusion grenade, and it's like a... Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a magnetic grenade. You just throw grenades or something. R2. I thought it said R1. My bad. Get ready to die. Ow.
Nope.
Ooh. Man. Excuse me. Skills. Oh, shoot. I didn't know I touched that. I wasn't even close to that. Get this guy. I just got hit by the fire. Really?
I feel like this is all like a flashback vision of him doing this to actually become a Galactic Ranger.
Yeah, well, it's a flashback story, but it's told by Captain Quark.
Yeah. But I feel like this is like Ratchet and Clank, like Ratchet's. His, you know, vision of how he becomes like Galactic Ranger.
Yeah.
I believe, but.
Because Captain Quark is kind of a douchebag. He just plays, he's more like a selfish dude. Was he ever like that? Do you remember?
I can't recall. I mean, I know Captain Quark was in the PlayStation 2 version.
Yeah, I know.
I remember that.
Yeah. Did he ever become like a self-obsessed or anything like that? Or
I think he was self-obsessed.
Okay. Because I know in this one he does. Like, yeah, he's like so obsessed because he's the best ranger. He's like famous and all that crap.
That wasn't so bad.
Yep. That was easy. There we go. Cutscene.
Ladies and gentlemen, the savior of Solara, Captain.
Right. Marcus has on microphone. Seems like. I hope. Wait a minute. I hope this is being recorded. Right. One way to find out.
Well, if it's not being recorded, we're recording on podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And it's only the cutscene, so.
When President Byronix recommended I take on a new ranger, I knew just where to go. That's right. We want you. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Do I have what it takes?
mistakes. After all, you may not have prevented Dr. Nefarious from atomizing Illyro City. You may not have stopped Neptune Prague from rendering the entire population of Iridia colorblind. Twice.
He's got three fingers. I never understood that.
I don't either.
Like, from cartoons, people have four fingers or three. I'm like, how do they do that? I don't know why people draw like that.
I don't know.
You don't have what it takes.
But I have heart.
Yes, but unfortunately that heart is encased in a weak, muscleless mass of good experience. Plus, there's your history to consider.
Got a long line of citations here. Possession of an illegal gravity repulsor.
Operation of a black market accelerator.
Willful disruption of the space-time continuum?
That is a funny story.
You're reckless. You're a loose cannon, and you're dangerous.
That's my shtick.
Wait, God. Just give me a chance.
Sorry, no time. Galaxy in jeopardy. Get back out there. And remember, you can do anything. As long as you're me. Next! Meanwhile, on planet Quartum, Dr. Nefarious, the mad scientist who made all of this possible.
Nerd suggests cognitive impairment. I'm more of a vengeful scientist. I trust you're here to meet the troops.
State your prime objective.
What the world?
State your prime objective.
Destroy Galactic Ranger.
State your prime hub.
Hello.
Woo!
Defect detected. Preparing for immediate destruction in 3, 2.
Oh, a defect. Go play, Victor.
There you go. He'll play as that, yeah. Broadcasting can't play Mark for audio because you've exited. Okay. I guess it just doesn't record the cutscenes. I hate it when that does when they do it, but...
Some games do that.
Yeah.
Just run to the vent. He might just make it out of there alive.
I know you will find the defect, Victor. You never disappoint.
Feeble defect knew that if he were to survive, he would have to throw a bomb at whatever lay in his path. The young defect spotted a spring pot ahead of him, knew that with this handy device in his arsenal, he could now defeat the deadliest of forces, gravity. The hopeless defect had to throw a spring bomb. But where? And how?
What do you think so far?
Something I played it before, not the reboot, but I played the original from PS2, and I'm like, wish I could actually play this game again, you know, sometime.
Quit your running, you useless piece of scrap. Let's settle this. Warbot to Warbot.
I'm good, thank you.
Oh no, water.
They can't go in the water.
But he's made it sound so weird, you know. Oh no, water.
Like,
you can run from me?
Maybe.
He sounds like a really intelligent robot for his voice actor.
Oh, what the? Oh, I thought I was past
five. Wow. First death.
Yep.
You think you can run from me?
Not that move again.
Yep. Are you talking about Clank?
Yeah. Hey. His voice actor is pretty.
Oh, don't hurt me. Okay, good. Whew. Technology and stuff like that.
So I believe this is how Ratchet and Clank met.
Yep. All like, right. this is a reboot, but
I think I played the one when I played one of them on the PS2. They were actually already together because it wasn't how they met.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I believe there was another part to it. I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up later. But all I know is the one I played was basically the one that they were together. I think this is like the one that they actually met.
Huh. Must have had someone watching or something to show that on-air thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no, we got one. Hi. Hope you're enjoying it.
Are we even on the air?
Yeah, so one air, someone on air or something.
Yeah, someone on air, but we stopped recording.
I think it's because we're in a cutscene.
Yeah,
the blocked cutscene. So I think they can still see it. They can hear us, but they just can't see this.
Yeah, true.
Hey, we got two. Sweet.
No vector shell damage. Sister board appears to be intact.
Oh.
I must get to Hero City. They are in danger. Oh, hey. Who's in danger? An army is coming. I must warn them. Hang on. Slow down. Been in a crash. What do you say we get you back to my garage? I'll run a diagnostic and have you fixed up in no time. Thank you. I appreciate the assistance. It's no problem. So, what do I call you? I suppose my proper designation is Warbot Defect D54290. Maybe I'll just call you Clank. My name's Ratchet. Up and down. Yeah, there you go. You're a natural.
All right.
Could he repair the diminutive Warbot? Would it be the key to the adventure he craved? Did he leave the proto engine on in the garage? The answer to all these questions was yes.
All right, hang on. I'll get us back to the garage.
Gotta get those bolt things.
I see they had that too on the game when I played it.
No, I bet.
Yeah, the bolts and stuff like that. You get to upgrade your, like, upgrade weapons with, like, a certain amount of bolts. See, they didn't have that in the game.
Oh, the swinging.
Swinging, but they had, like, Ratchet and Clank, like helicopter glide across, like, large obstacles.
I knew ammo. I won't. One time I moved the camera, it's in front of the ammo.
Hmm.
Oh well.
Nice work.
I hate it when that happens.
Oh, I get you.
You're going down, Bonebacks!
Case of this. I think I'm out of that. Yep. I wouldn't bet on that, bud.
More ammo?
Indeed.
Forget who the creators were of this game.
Insomniac.
Okay.
Well, they made this game. Actually, the man made the old games too, I think.
I can't remember. I got the.
I think they made it, but I know they made this game.
I know I probably played. I have a game by them at home. Oh my god.
I need to get behind cover. Okay.
He said he lived here as a kid.
Yeah.
I would have thought that he had like a backstory of the, you know, him as a kid growing up. Even though neither he nor Frank have the other body strength necessary for a hero work, I can probably outgo him. I could not ask a civilian to get involved in something so dangerous. No, I'm not just a civilian. The Rangers are actually my friends. I don't think I have some pictures of them. Somewhat. This is simple, so it infiltrate enemy strongholds.
So what do you say? You know, he doesn't even go back to that. Like, I've almost beaten this game, but I always got stuck on the final boss. I'm picking up something from Novalis. It appears to be some sort of 25 minutes.
Oh yeah. Being jammed using a Blargian signal dampener.
The computer would have told us if we were in any real danger. Fatal crash imminent. Would you like to record your last will and testament? Admittedly, that's not super promising.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, in this game, you have like a skill tree, in a sense.
Yeah. Thank you. Combustor.
See, I didn't. I can't hardly remember this game kind of game. So like, you gotta have like a skill tree.
It's pretty fun. Pyrosaur, how much is it? 2,000, that's 4,000. We'll give this. It's flight throw. Or a pyro sitter or something.
Yeah.
Okay, now we just need to know where to go. Let's see. You can do side quests on this too. Could you do side quests on the other games too?
I didn't even know nothing about it hardly at the time. I was like, I played this game on PS2. I didn't hardly even know nothing about it. I mean, I wasn't into like my like gaming until I got into like Xbox 360 and PS4. But if I would have gone back and played it on PS2, I would actually play it until it's 100%.
You can do kind of like side quests or if you want to, I mean, like in each world, but they don't take long or anything.
See, that's the kind of like kind of games that I prefer. Like, if the games have like side quests or a little storyline quest, I like to like, you know, be more into the story involved.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff.
I guess in this game we put it at the bottom or something because you can't put it up there because of the bolt's currency.
Right.
Right. Oh, come on. Stuck for a second.
So badly I hate those parts of the game where you get stuck.
Yeah. Huh. We're going. No, we'll actually go
that way.
This game can be addictive.
It can be.
Jumping's fun. Especially when you got this.
Down. I got this.
My god, the parts just stay there. At least these don't count as cutscenes. These are in-game cutscenes.
Yeah, at least.
I saw he was dropping in that robot, dropped that pen, the robot didn't catch it.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Gym fitness for robots.
There was sign that said that?
No, it was just like how he was, that robot was like bending over and just stuff like that. Like, you're robots, you guys don't have real muscles. Transportation going down.
Well, it does look like the fastest way down. Let's give it a shot.
It's not really looking like a sewer. It looks like just water.
Yeah. Right, there's stuff right there. Let's go. Whee! Think of Holiday World.
Huh. Yeah.
That was awesome. Want to do it again?
And we got a combustor pistol. Look at all these bolts.
All right.
This does that guy that's talking around sound like that dude who plays his Mater Zim? Have you ever seen that show?
Oh, and Mater Zim? Oh, that's been a long time since
I've seen that. Actually, I think they just made a new movie on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't really been keeping up on it.
Yeah, but my sister, she was obsessed with that show.
It's been a while since I've seen
it. She had that little robot that was dressed up as the,
Gurr.
Yeah, the dog, or dressed up as a dog or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, I remember seeing this video, he's like, I'm gonna give you tacos. You know how
he always liked tacos.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, if you listen to me,
don't worry, it's across the bridge.
Oh, for me, I thought I had a combustor pistol.
I think I ran out of ammo.
Nope. Well, for the fire, die. Nope, not that. Oh, wait, what the? Oh, I must switch them.
Oh, we got our health back.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, it's going to be 30-30.
Oh, huh. Maybe we leveled up.
Did we? Probably did.
Cool. Love that. Doesn't he sound like it?
Oh.
Well, let's go save him. Oh. Does it just me or does it sound like it's echoing?
Yeah, echoing.
That's weird. Why is it echoing? Maybe a glitch or something.
I don't know. Really?
Supposed to have this. Parker, they stopped.
It still sounds echoey.
I know, right?
I don't know what's causing that.
I don't know why it's echoing. It's just strange.
Yeah. It's your ship. And then we go to Novalis. Kerwin. Then we deliver the info ball to the Galactic Rangers. Or we locate Skid Mark. But Mark's fine. Skid's agent. We both got to do them, but we just choose which one.
Right.
Let's see. What do I do? Excuse me. Shoot, I don't know. Now we'll just do this first. We can go back to them anyway. To Kerwin.
Not like 43 minutes in that one.
Yeah. So we got about 17 minutes left. Ship.
We must assist the Galactic Rangers. Activating weapon systems. Weapons online. You may now attack the transport. Ratchet. Now on,
Captain. We have an unidentified ship providing assistance.
Transport down.
You're welcome.
More transports! Those transports are dropping off warbots all over the city.
Not on my watch.
He seems happy, hysterical with this. Let's do it again.
Engage.
I don't see why not.
And that is how dumb luck helped a rookie Lombax take out a Blargian warship.
That wasn't no dumb luck. He and that robot made a great pair.
That's enough out of you, Solitary Bill. Sheesh, give a guy your pudding cup once, and then you can never get rid of him.
So, what happened next?
Well, Drek didn't take too kindly to having his plan ruined by a Lombax and his robot pal, so he sent Blargian mercenaries to take them up.
Come on. Alright, we're just gonna pause.
Alright.
Well, we're gonna end this episode right here. So, I think next time, like, we may do a different game just to, you know, wrap, you know, that way we wanna get a little, just make different things up a little bit. But we're gonna try a different couple experience how to record our gameplay and stuff like that, you know, so. But if you liked our, if you're on YouTube and you liked it, like this video, leave a comment down below, subscribe to the channel. And if you like the
if you like the podcast, join us up on our podcast page on Facebook, Devil and Friends Gaming Podcast.
We'll leave a link down in the description below. See you later, guys. Devil and Friends out.